Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
The following podcast is not a how-to on interdimensional travel. And if you're still trying to figure that out, you're in one of the not-so-great dimensions. What I mean is there aren't other dimensions. What you see is what you get. Like Paul Reiser. Well, he stretched a little in Whiplash. No, I take that back. It was more of the same. And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, that's okay. This is what you need to know. About 2.5-ish years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal. Two and a half-ish.
What are fish years?
A fish year is probably, you know, fish, I don't think fish, at least on my world, don't live a whole year. So like a fish year is probably like a couple days.
Oh, geez. So it's like kids on your world.
Oh, that's so much child death on this world.
Yeah.
Anyway.
About 2.5-ish years ago.
I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal that I use to upload this podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves knew me as Fiang Yalak, the Dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I am known in the Northeast as
Glass-Anus Maestar.
Gasmoenius Maestar, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet. And I'm not going to tell them to you.
Oh, good. Usidore, how you doing, bud?
I'm very well, but I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
On page 2 of The Great Gatsby, what is a snub-nosed motorboat?
What is a snub-nosed motorboat?
I tried to read the whole book, and I'm stuck on page 2 because I can't get past the idea of what a snub-nosed motorboat might be.
Well, Usidore, first of all, we're going to do the book club in 2 weeks' time.
I know, but I started reading the book, and now I'm stuck.
You're stuck. So every time you come across something that you don't know the answer to, you're like, I cannot keep reading until I know the answer to this thing?
Exactly.
You're not going to get through that whole book in 2 weeks.
For my great wizard mind must unravel the mystery that doth surround the snub-nosed motorboat.
Snub-nosed motorboat.
Could this be the key to unlocking the mystery of defeating the Dark Lord? If I decipher the room of snub-nosed motorboat, then perhaps I shall set all of Foon free.
52 sacks of sentient flour.
Oh, and also, I'm also joined by Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
I'm good. You know, I've been thinking about secret names myself, and I thought to run a few by you.
Sure.
Would you guys mind maybe just giving a yay or a nay in terms of, like, maybe some of my secret names?
Secret names for you.
Yeah, I just feel like, a lot of people I know have secret names.
Mm-hmm. If we say yay to one, do we then join you in keeping the secret, or do we have to erase our minds?
Once you say yay, you're a secret keeper.
Okay. We're very good at keeping secrets.
Here we go. To erase Arnie's mind.
Secret name number one. You tell me yay or nay. Johnny Toboggan.
Nay.
Nay.
Lil Squish.
Yay, absolutely.
100%.
You are now, hey, attention, whoever makes our t-shirts on Earth.
Arnold.
What? Oh, you're right, it's a secret.
Don't. It's a secret name.
I immediately was going to betray that secret, and I was going to try to print up t-shirts. That's how bad a job I was doing keeping that secret name.
So you're going to do a little squish like that?
I'm sorry, Little Squish.
Don't do Little Squish like that.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to do Little Squish like that.
Were those the only two you had considered?
I had one more.
Okay.
Oh, that's it.
It's going to be tough for it to beat Little Squish.
That's true.
Fart Darkness.
I'm really on the fence about this one.
It's a yay, but it's not a yay.
But it comes with some caveats?
It's a yay, but it's not like a greater yay than Little Squish.
I think I need a little more information. How would you say your name altogether?
Fart Darkness.
Well, would you say, like, I'm Chunt the Badger, but also known as Fart Darkness?
Yeah, I think so. I'd be like, oh, yeah, baby, it's Chunt, baby. Fart Darkness. Others know him me as.
I'm going to say name all of them.
Because I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to be drunk when I say it.
Oh, okay. That's true. I have a question for both of you. On Foon, is there such a thing as context clues?
Context clues.
Those would be clues that you find within the context of the things that surround it.
Yes. So you do have those things.
Yes.
What I'm saying, Usador, is if you don't know what a snub-nosed motorboat is, just try to figure it out from the rest of the sentence.
You want me to just push through?
Yes. Also, it's a boat with a very short front that magically propels itself.
I see. I've highlighted literally hundreds of words using my magical highlighting power.
Oh, no. So now we're going to have to go like three words later and I have to explain that as well?
Nay. I shall learn to use context clues.
Yeah, context clues, which is like when you come down to the tavern from your room and you're in your underwear and you say like, hey, we should really go outside today. We can tell from the context clues you don't mean that.
Yeah.
Because you're in your underwear.
Yeah, exactly. That's the context of my lie.
Got it.
Absolutely. He doesn't want to go outside when he does that.
Have you gone outside in your underwear, Ernie?
You know, not a ton, but I will say I've done it more here than I've done it on my world. You're a real weirdo if you walk around in your underwear in public on Earth, but in Foon, you're just kind of like going with the dirty vibe of the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And also, there's a guy who already walks around town in his underwear.
Oh, yeah. Who is that guy?
Skinny Man.
Skinny Man.
Yeah.
He is skinny.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm it's getting really, spooked out. I don't want to know anything more about Skinny Man.
But he can't wear clothes. He's too skinny. Too they skinny? Just fall off of him.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad.
And everyone's always like, eat something. He's like, I eat that weird, creepy pasta.
Uh-huh.
But he can't carb load.
Chunt,
do you have carb loading on Earth?
We do. You know, I've carb loaded, but not for anything. Chunt, have you started reading
Who?
Great Gatsby?
Who are
you
talking to?
Oh, a Little Squish.
Who?
It's a secret name. Do you want me to always say it?
I mean, it's just, it's the three of us and Hank. I think the four of us can keep a secret.
Okay. Don't forget Rusty.
So what were we going to say? Yeah, fuck Rusty. What were you going to say?
Little Squish.
Yes.
Have you read any of The Great Gatsby yet?
I have read some pages, but I don't know in what order.
Oh, no.
So, Arnold, I was talking to...
It's Arnie.
A unicorn, and I think I can perhaps sometime soon get a unicorn to come in to be our guest. Another unicorn.
Well, we've already had a unicorn. Is it weird that I generally am like, all right, we've got one of this type of thing. We don't need another one.
Oh, yes. We haven't had many dwarves, and there are hundreds of clans of dwarves.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hi, buddy. Oh. It's good to see you all again.
Hello, Jamie. Hello, Sam.
We just came out of the walls.
Yes. How did that happen?
We've been squeezing our bodies against the walls for the last half hour.
Yes. Oh. And we've been doing little pranks on the rats in the walls.
Yeah.
Oh.
And putting fake food back there.
Fake food, but we keep all the real food out.
Yes.
On Samey. Oh, yes.
You keep real food on Samey?
Yes.
Little nuggets.
Little raisins.
And
are you sure those are raisins? You've been hanging out with rats.
I think you're eating rat poop.
There's rat poop all over you.
It's still food.
It tastes wonderful. It's so good.
Yes, so, since we were here last, Samey has gone through puberty.
Oh, no.
Notice anything different?
You have a bit of a mustache, but that could just be rat shit.
You can't see it right now. Unbutton your shirt.
Okay, I'm unbuttoning.
No. That's all right.
Look at my
two chest hairs.
Yes.
They're both glistening white, translucent chest hair.
And I've gotten much longer and more slender.
Yes, and because Sammy has the bronies, which means he has, of course, not enough skin and too much blood.
Yes.
He's,
yes.
You can see right through it, so you can see all the raisins going down his esophagus into his stomach.
It's like the belly of a gecko.
You're like a jellyfish. You can kind of see through you.
Yes,
watch me eat this berry.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, it's stuck in his esophagus.
Come here. Sammy, let me kiss your throat.
No.
Oh, it just went down.
That didn't work.
That's surprising.
It should not have, but it did.
That is not the kind of maneuver that you should do for that.
If somebody's choking, listeners,
kiss it down. Do not
kiss their throat.
Even more importantly, if you're listening to this podcast for health tips, just go someplace else entirely.
Exactly. So actually, also, listeners, while we're already talking directly to you, if you're new to the podcast, I should also reintroduce our guests. Jamie and Sammy are the children of Baron Ragoon, who is sort of running Hogsface on behalf of the Dark Lord.
Yes, we don't like it in Hogsface. It's very boring. The sun is too shiny and bright. I want to go back to the attic in our castle.
Oh, yes. I love to be sealed in our attic. Mm. I love it when Daddy puts the padlock on and he says, Don't come out until morning.
Until morning. That's only when we've been very, very good. He gets so mad at us, but he doesn't know we have fun.
It's nice that he leaves you a vase of flowers up there. So you have some flowers in the attic?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Very nice.
We love flowers.
But we always find our way out.
We always find our way out. We are very slender. We can slip through little openings.
Anything.
So you're twins now. But Sammy, you just went through puberty.
I went through puberty some time ago. But, you know, boys.
Yeah, I've got to say, I mean, the listeners might not guess this, but you two are much older than I think people would assume. Ooh, is it common for boys on Foon to go through puberty?
No.
Late?
He's just malnourished. He lacks the vitamins.
You look like Skinny Man, to be honest. No offense.
Oh, I love him. I'm a big fan.
He has lots of doodles of Skinny Man.
Mm-hmm.
He doodles them day and night and day and night.
I don't know if I said this, Arnie, but a lot of times, Skinny Man's just, you know, he's just, again, he doesn't eat a ton. He just can't hold weight. But a lot of people like kill and then be like, Skinny Man made me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Skinny Man's always like, what the fuck? Like,
this is a weird thing to put on somebody.
I'm like at home reading and you're saying I told you that I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He gets a lot of, we kind of put a lot of blame on him.
No, it's just like it's almost like circus.
Yeah. Or like Chris. Who's Family Circus? It's a circus family?
Daddy's always trying to get us to kill in the names of other things like Shrike and Skinny Man and the Dark Lord, but we just like the literature. We don't actually. We're good.
That's right. Your father is evil. That's pretty common knowledge. Mm-hmm. He serves the forces of darkness.
Yes.
But you guys, despite being real, real creepy, are kind of aspire to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right. So very good.
So when your dad's telling you to, you know, kill in the name of, you're like, fuck you, I won't do what you told me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we have, you know.
We have a lot of rage.
Against
the Ragoon?
The Ragoon.
Yes, but we try to put it in helpful places. Like, for instance, I think we mentioned a benefit we were having for the orphans and bastards of Shrike.
That's right.
And soon, Grin and Baron it, and it went very well.
Oh, I'm
For the most part, good. Except we had a small hitch with Sammy's insult comedy.
They loved it so much that they rewarded me with lots of garbage and fruit and vegetables that they threw at me. And I said, thank you so much.
Yes.
And I ate it in front of them.
Yes. Oh. And I watched it all go down. I made everyone watch it go down his little chest into his tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then it came out and we put the poop in Daddy's pillowcase.
Yes.
Just like we always do.
But now I think I'm developing out of insult comedy.
Yes. Well, he's doing this amazing new thing with his insult comedy. Tell them what you're doing.
Props? Let it be props.
No, it's much more personal insult comedy where I write anonymous letters and I send them to individual people through a four-eyed troll named Chan. Okay.
So it's 4chan. 4chan.
4chan. And they're so cruel.
Yes.
And they question people's masculinity
yes.
and make them feel inferior.
And all we have to do is sit alone in our attic, writing away for hours. No one knows.
And
no one knows.
People want to write back, and they're so mad, but it's anonymous, so they can't write back.
Anonymous letters, that sounds like something like a I don't know what species, maybe like a troll would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
In fact, our benefit was so successful that I've been able to form a little group of followers. It's mostly me and Sammy, but we're called the Faith Belligerent.
Ooh.
And we walk around to the houses in Hogsface.
And we go, knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
And they say,
wait, when you say knock, knock.
Oh, we say knock, knock.
Oh, you just say knock,
we
knock.
And then we get louder and louder.
Knock, knock. And knock,
then,
knock.
And then they'll say, get away from our house.
And then we say, have you heard the good news? Have you heard the good news? And then they'll open the door and we won't let them shut it. We put our feet.
We ooze through the door.
Ooze through the door.
And then we go inside and we say, have you heard the good news?
Yes.
And then they'll say, no, what do you want?
What do you want? And we say, we're here to tell you the good news of Fu'u and Oon, the mothers, and...
And Jamie tells them all about it while I open all their drawers and cabinets.
Yes. And if they have a dog, we get them all riled up before we go.
Oh, so excited, and then we just leave.
And then we just leave.
Now, it seems like you're doing good, but then you say it sounds like you pull a little pranks on people at the same time.
Oh, we have to have our pranks.
Oh, well, I suppose if you're having fun, that's all right.
In fact, you shouldn't tell Daddy that we came here today because he'll be so mad that we came to talk to you without him being around as well.
Well, it's all right. I have a new lease on pranking for my best friend in the entire world. April Fools is a prankster gnome, and I enjoy a lot of his pranks.
Oh. That's right. Usador's new best friend is a prankster, but his friendship is in no way involved in a prank. So.
Ooh, I've got a good prank that I've been
yes.
doing.
Yes.
Sometimes, late at night, I go into Daddy's room
mm-hmm.
while he's sleeping, and I have...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I always feel like about... 3 words into your pranks, I'm like, I don't know if I want to hear this.
Oh, you're going to love it.
You're going to love
it. It's such a funny prank.
It's so funny.
Don't you love to laugh?
I do.
I love to laugh.
Yes. I like to laugh. Yeah,
absolutely. Let's laugh.
Okay,
I guarantee this will make you laugh, okay?
Yes.
I guarantee.
Oh, so you sneak into your father's room.
Sneak into my father's room, and I have a little ceramic doll that looks just like him. And I wake him up, and then I...
You wake up the ceramic doll? Or
I wake up my daddy.
Okay.
And then I sit on the doll, and I take it inside.
Wait, hold on. Before you
finish.
Whoa. Here's my question. We can hear the rest of this. But how far are we from the part where we'll be laughing?
Well, also, I don't think we stopped him soon enough. He said he sits on it and it goes inside. He takes it inside of him.
I haven't gotten to the punchline yet.
It's not funny yet.
Fair enough.
It hasn't gotten funny yet.
We're waiting for some kind of reversal.
Okay.
Arnie, do you have punchlines on Earth?
Yeah, we have punchlines. Like
it's when a joke gets so gross that you just want to like punch something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then we're there.
And then once the doll is all the way inside, I whisper, you're next.
All right, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's so funny.
Little Squish is loving it. I mean,
that's a secret.
I named one of Sammy's body parts Little Squish the other day.
No. Guys, can I go my part darkness?
Guess which part? Guess which one?
His tush.
No, his tush is not a squish.
His nose?
Very hard. It's just bone.
No tush to speak of.
Nose?
No.
Little squish.
Keep guessing body parts.
Look, let's try to... We'll try to piece together this mystery, but let's take a quick break while we do.
Oh, ball sack.
Now, Sammy, I had a question for you.
Yes?
These pranks that you pull, they're often on your father. And you seem to want to do them in the middle of the night while he's sleeping. Is there... What? Why is that? Why in the middle of the night?
Oh, because that's when he's most vulnerable.
And that's when we're mostly awake.
Do you sleep during the day?
We don't sleep.
Do we
too
sleep?
Much. We are
what
body.
What is sleep?
We have periods of slow movement.
Have you ever been fully asleep?
Oh, I don't sleep. I just dream.
It's hard to tell because Sammy's eyelids are translucent. So even if they're closed, it looks like his eyes are wide open all the time.
Very wide.
I mean, anything could be a dream at any moment. That's why.
Are you dreaming right now?
Am I? I don't know. Look, I'm just throwing everything on the floor. Nothing matters because it's a dream.
That's my stuff.
Yes, throwing stuff on the floor. Throwing it on the floor. It's a prank. It's a merry prank.
I've got to say, the fact that you might at any time probably think you're dreaming explains a lot of the way you behave at all times.
Watch, I can just kiss anyone here. No one will get upset because it's my dream.
Kiss me. Kiss me.
Everybody's getting upset.
It's just a prank. That's all it is.
She's not joking.
Is that a prank?
Wait, Kishi.
I'm a little boy.
I'm a girl.
Well, to be fair, you're adults. You're definitely adults. There are no children.
Yes, and as I said, I've already come into puberty.
Yes.
Tell them, Saint.
She's a beautiful young girl. And I'm a beautiful young boy. And it's hard to live in this culture where everyone's always looking at our beautiful bodies.
Well,
everyone's always obsessed with them. And
they look at us when we walk down the street. They stare at us because we're beautiful.
Okay, you're looking at me right now.
I would guess that you're both almost 30. I mean...
No, we're 18.
And to be fair, they might be staring at Sammy because they can stare right through him.
It's true. Mm-hmm. They may not know you're there.
It's like I'm a dream.
You're my dream boat.
We came up with a new game the other day.
It's called
Little Froggy. And it's where...
You don't sit on the frog, do you?
No. I pretend that there's a fly somewhere
although,
on your body.
Squibbert says hi to everyone.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, we learned this game from Squibbert.
Yes.
And we pretend that there's a fly somewhere on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then... The only way we can get it off is with our tongue.
Yes.
But the fly keeps moving.
It keeps moving. It's like hands, but with mouths.
Yes. It's much more fun.
You remember hands? Do you guys want to play hands?
No.
I suppose we should try playing Little Froggy, though.
Arnie, you'd be rude not
you
to play
can't.
Little Froggy.
Here. You can't know if you won't like it until you play.
Exactly.
I think I know I don't like it.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you play Froggy with Sammy, it's basically a lesson in anatomy because you can see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I wonder if maybe we should try to get the both of you to help us out in defeating the Dark Lord.
Yes.
This is a secret. You can't tell anybody.
Oh, we have many secrets. We're good at keeping secrets.
Oh, yes.
Here's the secret. You cannot tell anybody.
Okay.
We are trying to defeat the Dark Lord. We're not going to... He thinks we're helping him because we're doing this podcast. We're actually going to try to overthrow the Dark Lord and your father, Baron Ragoon. Even more important than that.
Yes.
John's name is Little Squish.
Arnold!
It's Little Squish. We should make sure.
I did say it earlier.
Secret names. Should we tell them our secret names if we're going to have secrets?
Mm. Oh.
You're all bad at keeping secrets. Every single one of you.
My secret name is Bumblepuss.
And my secret name is Nimble Widget. Yes.
You must be careful with these names, for names have great power, and secret names even greater power. So you must keep them secret. Keep them close to your chest. Don't tell them to anyone else other than this circle that we have formed here.
Yes, we cannot betray the immense power of the names Lil Squish, Bumblepuss, and...
Nimble Widget. Yes.
Okay. That one's the easiest to keep a secret because I can't seem to remember it.
What would you ask of us, Arnie?
Well, I don't know. You have so much access to the Baron, and he must know so many things about the Dark Lord's plan.
Well, he's been saying a riddle over and over again.
So have we.
What we like to do is, when he's repeating it, we sneak in words that sound like the words of the riddle but aren't the riddle, and he gets so confused and mad, and he stomps around the castle.
Well, it sounds like Arnie during Usador's introduction.
Is it possible that the riddle that we have heard from the Baron is not the right riddle because you've changed some of the words along the way?
Oh, that's possible.
That's very possible.
Is that why we're having so much trouble figuring out, like, what the answer is?
Maybe just one thing has been changed. Yes, that's a good prank.
That's a good prank.
That's a pretty good excuse for not being able to solve a simple riddle over the course of weeks and weeks.
That's very true.
It's like, why is a raven like a big couch?
Why is a raven like
why is a raven like
both stuffed?
It doesn't have an answer. It's just... That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Just an interesting query.
It just makes you recontextualize your thoughts on what a raven is and what a couch is.
Do you remember the original version of the riddle that your father, the Baron, is obsessed with?
We don't often listen to him when he's talking to us. We just shout things at him. So if you said some of it, we might remember what parts we've changed, what rhyming words we put into it.
Well, we learned it as a cave beneath the orange beast. One door west and three doors east. Down and down and down you go until the river starts to glow. Face to face with Swamps McGee. That's the big turtle guy.
Swamps McGee, that part we've solved.
The breaking of the three. Below the water, man must grope until he finds sweet Penelope.
So when I originally heard it,
yes.
It wasn't Orange Beast. It was Very Small Kitty Cat.
Oh.
Ooh.
So it was that cat. We did figure that out.
Right. We figured that out.
Wow, luck into that one.
Yes. All right.
That's why we like to change things so it makes it rhyme, because originally it didn't.
First of all, thank you guys for making this riddle rhyme now, because it would have been a lot harder to remember it if it didn't rhyme.
I wish I could remember, Sammy.
There was something about lasagna.
Yes. Yes! Oh, lasagna and Mondays.
Mermel?
No, Nermal. Yeah. Nermal! No. That's not it. It's,
Come, all ye
Otak Burlyfoot, the owner of the Vermilion Minotaur.
That sounds right.
Maybe.
Guys, Sammy and Jamie, would you mind if I talk to Usador and Little Squish for just a moment?
Oh, that's fine. We have many more rats to prank. Oh,
okay, sure.
Oh, they just disappeared back into the wall.
Wow, that was so fast.
Come back here, rats.
Guys, I was thinking that we were learning things from them, and then about halfway through, I was like, oh, that's right. This is like when a child starts to tell you a joke and you realize halfway through.
It took you halfway through?
that's on me for taking any of that seriously.
Mm-hmm. I think we should be more direct with them. Like, next time Sammy goes into his father's room in the middle of the night while his father's asleep, and he looks at him, you know, creepily and has a doll or a spatula or whatever he brings in there with him, we just give him a knife and he just stabs the Baron to death.
We'll convince him it's a dream. Yeah, but Usador, when we do that and he goes in there and sticks that knife up his own butt, that's on us. We've done that.
Yes, you're right. But
I think you're right. These aren't gonna be like intelligence gatherers.
Really? The guy who sat on a ceramic replica of his dad? Oh, really? Sorry.
Little Squish.
Sorry.
Little Squish. Come on, I didn't deserve that.
I see where Arnold is going, though. I think we should allow them and encourage them down the path they've already gone, which is just sowing chaos.
Yeah.
And then once we've defeated the Dark Lord, I can just devour it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And that totally makes sense how that works.
Yes.
Absolutely. I wonder... It's weird. I don't know if they're...
Jamie?
Still I'm right next to you.
Sammy, don't ever let go of my hand again.
I won't.
All I saw, I'm looking right at next to you, Arnie, and all I see is the wall.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
What if I put my hand right here?
Now I see your hand. Also, you shouldn't
guess where my hand is.
Well, I can assume. I can see the outline.
The playing hands.
That's inappropriate.
Right in front of you.
Oh, when I forgot to mention, when the doll. It's deep inside me.
Mm-hmm. Wait, how far are we to the part that it's helpful?
Deep inside me.
He forgot to mention something. Shut up.
I heard my dad muttering in his sleep. And he said, He said, I'm going to extract their memories.
That's right. That's right.
Real quick, for the rest of this conversation, can we just refer to AD as after the doll and BD as before the doll, just so we don't have to hear that again? So you can just say, like, AD, I ran into my dad.
How about BC for before crevice? BC and AD.
Okay. That sounds weird, but all right.
Oh, I guess so, BD is Wong.
So AD.
Park it.
Yes, I heard him muttering about extracting the memories from the Earth person. Yes, and getting secret knowledge about Earth.
That might be me.
That's definitely you.
That's gotta be you. Might be. What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
Probably, it's probably.
Why are you so mad at all today?
Yeah, little Squish, what's going on? Are you okay, little Squish?
I feel like it's just taking longer than normal for you to make connections.
Oh, no. It always takes this
long.
Yeah,
I'm
always been like this. Usador, you're right.
Yeah.
But we all might live in a dream. So what is real?
I had a dream the other day that Daddy was building a machine. A machine to extract memories.
Yes.
But it was so strange that I couldn't believe it. So, of course, it was a dream.
Dream, yes.
Machine to extract memories.
That does sound familiar because I know amongst the guards, there's been a few guards that have been recruited to become dream police.
Oh, no.
And I have such rage against this machine.
Yes, but ooh, it's all just rage in a dream.
I'd love to release the neighborhood bulls and make them go on a big parade and wreck the machine.
Yes. I wonder if this machine has anything to do with little Squish, with your brief ex-girlfriend, Florence. She had some kind of war machine.
Yeah, Florence and the machine. There was, yeah.
And I've been aligning ducks near my cell. It's a system of the down.
Yes? Wow.
Speaking of, if you keep eating that ratchet, there's going to be some toxicity. Arnie, why'd you put your keys up on the table?
I don't know. My taste is too good for me to understand what we're talking about. Well, Jamie and Sammy, thank you so much for
thank you.
Walking out of the walls and interrupting us.
Anytime, we'll do it anytime.
No, I wouldn't say don't do it anytime.
You know, we do have one small request of you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold back anymore. Wherever you go, speak the good word of the mother and the sweet goddesses Fuu and Oon. But cause trouble wherever you go.
Ooh. Usador, would you hold our hands for one moment?
Yes,
we
of
swear
course.
To solemn pledge.
Yes, hold hands.
We swear to sow the seeds of
chaos.
And now you have breakfast hands.
I should have known that was going to happen.
Slimy.
Hey, little Squish, do you have any emails?
I have an email here. This is from Travis. He says, hey, guys, I just finished chapter 2 of The Great Gatsby and just wanted to chime in that this book is pretty racist so far. Arnie, did you know that?
There are certainly some things in it that I'm just like, oh, no, different time.
When was it written? Like a week ago?
It was written in the 20s. It was written like almost 100 years ago.
The 20s doesn't mean anything. 100 years ago. There we go.
Yeah, almost 100 years ago.
Wow. I was only 200.
That's so crazy to think about.
Well, and also, you know, I'm sure we'll tackle all this stuff during our Great Gatsby episode, which is coming up in 2 weeks.
What is the Great Gatsby? What is?
That's the central mystery of the American classic.
We never leave. We just are in the shadows. Yes.
Travis says, also to make a recommendation for the next book, I think we should read Have a Nice Day, A Tale of Blood and Sweat Socks by Mick Foley. It might give us some ideas for the book club. Mick Foley? Is this someone that mankind all knows about?
I believe he's a professional wrestler on my world.
Okay.
Like someone whose job it is to fight other people.
Huh. That's my job.
For entertainment, though.
Oh.
His job is to fight other people?
Yes.
Do you have someone on Earth who's just like a dude who like wants to love everyone? Just like a love dude?
Does
just
he, like a love
does
dude?
Does he own a snub-nose motorboat?
He might. He probably is successful enough to own some kind of motorboat, whether it's snub-nosed or otherwise.
Is there a guy on Earth who, like, lives in a desert and he just, like his name is, like, Jim, Jack, and he just, like, lives by a cactus or something? Like, just like a cactus Jack?
Maybe. I wish this were a video podcast so we could see everyone's eyes looking up and to the left. Like, what?
Do I?
Oh, I thought we were doing a visual portion of the podcast today because I definitely didn't read any Begging Buds, but I saw Begging Buds.
Oh, no.
Didn't you see their game of hands?
I tried to not look over there when they're on the podcast.
But then sometimes you're not looking at them, and wherever you are looking, they seep out of the wall where you are looking.
True.
Hello.
What percentage of the time would you two say that you are in the walls of
the
cabin?
We are mostly here for every podcast in the background, always there.
Yes, but we're mostly distracted.
Are you here for Get Nuts?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We love Get Nuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're about to hit number 2,000.
Yeah, we're almost at 2,000, Arnie.
No. Oh, wow.
Do you want to knock that out of the park real quick?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I've got an email. Arnold, it pains me greatly to have to do this, but I cannot stand idly by in the light of this new information. If Baron Ragoon, that's your father, speaks true of the Dark Lord requiring more listeners of the podcast, I feel that I must do what small part I can here on Earth to resist him. Thus, I have come to the difficult decision to no longer listen to or support Hello from the Magic Tavern. It is not lightly that I come to this, but I cannot in good conscience keep listening if my patronage somehow benefits the Dark Lord. And your hypothesis of it benefiting you more seems suspect at best, ass-pulled at worst.
Ass-pulled?
And so it is with a heavy heart I must bid you and Chunt and Usador, spelled incorrectly, Wizard of the Etc. adieu. Regretfully yours, Dalton. P.S. I will also be actively dissuading people from picking up and or continuing listening to the podcast. We must not let the Dark Lord gain in power. Viva la Trevolution. Dalton, wherever you are, I don't agree with you that you should stop listening to the podcast because I really feel like we're going to turn this thing around on the Dark Lord.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, we've almost got, like, half a plan on how we're going to do that. But, Dalton, you do whatever you have to do. Dalton, be Dalton.
Yeah, be Dalton. And that's if that's going to be in, like, a mall somewhere, if you're out of business. Just be Dalton.
Yeah.
And don't be in the book club if you're be Dalton.
Exactly.
Also, I'm not a wizard of etc.
You sort of are.
And I'm Little Squish, not Chunt. You know what? It's not a secret name. I'm Little Squish. And I'm Little Squish in it.
From now on, whoever makes our t-shirts.
Little Squish, please.
Bumblepuss.
And if you're out there listening, definitely immediately buy a Little Squish t-shirt because that will in no way reverse itself in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Guys, was I a flamingo?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Nimble Widget.
And we're back to the crushing, years-long suffocation we call reality. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Lil Squish the Badger was played by Adol Refai. Baron Ragoon's creepy twin children were played by special guests Gretchen Eng and Brad Pike. They both perform regularly with Devil's Daughter at Chicago's I.O. Theater. Craig, how about you take a few lines to justify getting out of bed this morning?
The joke's on you. I haven't slept for weeks. Oh, wait, that's probably bad. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Remember, the book club is in 2 weeks. We are reading The Great Gatsby. I'm reading along as well. And you can get your copy through the book club link on our site to help out the show. If you don't read The Great Gatsby, you are legally not allowed to listen to the book club episode of the podcast. So that's on you. Another great way to help out the show is to post a video of yourself explaining the show or just encouraging people to listen to it on Twitter and hashtagging it Treesistance or Magic Tavern. Or you can do what Chris Jones did, that's Captain Forkbomb on Twitter, and make an incredibly cool 8-bit version of Seven Dragons and a Baby. Let's hear it. That is very cool. Thank you, Chris Jones. Thank you, the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.